Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Hunt Lift Eat podcast. I'm running host tonight. I'm Bobby McCready, and we got a Tuesday tips for you. We were in the pre-lobby talking fishing for about 45 minutes and didn't even realize that we were not all together, and we just kept wandering off into our own conversation, so we had to hurry up and hit record and make sure that we got this tips episode for everybody. We have two awesome guests, as usual, our Fish Lift Eat crew. We have Casey and John. What's going on, boys?
What's up, Bobby? Glad to be back.
How's it going?
Well, yeah, you guys let me talk fishing with you. I'm pretty happy about this now.
We're going to make a fisherman out of you yet.
Yeah, you'd think living on the beach, you'd be a bigger fisherman than what I am. But no, you know, it happens, I guess. Well, anyway, our topic tonight is something that we just came up with and we thought would be a great idea because holidays are around the corner and we don't even realize how quick they're showing up here with Black Friday and, you know, Christmas and all the holidays that are around around the season here. And we thought, why not go over a gift guide and kind of nail into what you can buy your spouse or significant other, something that, you know, you might not have an idea for them. And we feel this might really help rather than giving them that Bass Pro gift card. And I'm one of those people that like don't like to gift gift cards or things like that, maybe, but somebody else might want to get that, so this way they can get their own stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to kick it off to John. What do you got for us for your tip, man?
All right, so I do a lot of my fishing during the winter time up here in Buffalo, so it gets pretty cold, so you got to go with the classic hand warmers and feet warmers to start it off. And in spirit tonight, I won't go with a gift card idea, but a gas gift card always helps too, because my average drive down to a river is about an hour, so the gas adds up pretty quick. But for me, I'm super picky on the gear that I use, so I don't really like to, and it's usually pretty high end, so I don't like to have people buy it for me. What I do like to get though is, you know, the wearables, a nice jacket, a good hat. Sunglasses, low light sunglasses are pretty important here because we don't get the UV during the winter time. So you need something kind of those amber lens, low light sunglasses to help get through that water column. A good hat from Hunt Lift Eat's always a good idea too.
That's always a great idea, but that's my tip. So we won't go into that further.
That's usually what I go for when you know, people ask what I want. I kind of go on the wearable side of things, you know, good hat, maybe a pair of gloves or a good pullover. But those are usually the priceless things that help those cold days down here or up here make it a little easier.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, like you said too, a lot of us are, you know, I don't want to say we're snobs or anything like that, but we have certain brands that we really like, and there might be some certain things that are higher end that people might buy us. Like, you know, if you're a Sitka guy and someone buys you a piece of Kuyu and you're just like, wait, I'm a Sitka guy or something like that. But, yeah, you know, it's still all the same, but I 100% can resonate with that because, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I don't want my wife buying me a higher end thing. And I feel bad too. She has to buy, you know, spend all that money on something. So
right.
100%.
It's a good thought, but it's just like a little bit outside what I would use it for or want it. And like, do I bring it back? Do I make it work? And it's just always easier to get the stuff that the old reliable gifts work for the, you know, people that are out fishing 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah, 100%. What would you say, like, if you had to pick one piece of gear in your bag that's under $50 that you really feel is one thing that you can't live without?
I'll go $100. It's the sunglasses. Good pair of sunglasses when steelhead fishing, you just need them. I got a fish, you know, guided for a while, but even fishing with my brother who's fished for years, a good pair of sunglasses next to a shitty pair of sunglasses, you're just missing fish that you can see in the river. And that can make the, you know, they're good at hiding. A big 35-inch steelhead is good at hiding in a small amount of water, but the good, you know, sunglasses will help give you that little offset so you're not stomping on them, you're not pushing them out of their hiding spots. And I think that's like the go-to. Regardless of what else I have, I can sacrifice everything else besides a good pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, definitely need them. And besides, they look it looks way cooler in your pictures when you have your sunglasses.
Yeah, that's
it. Casey, man, what do you got for us on your tip today?
You know, well, since I feel personally victimized when Bobby already said we weren't going to talk about Bass Pro gift cards, typically, like, with my in-laws, my mom, and everybody starts, you know, talking about gifts, and I'm like, well, because, see, Christmas time, it always it's right before tournament season kicks off, so I'm always, you know, in restock mode, so there's a ton of tackle and stuff that I'm trying to get during this time of year. And, you know, the gift cards just make it so easy because then I can just go, you know, I can either get a Tackle Warehouse gift card and put a big order in. I can, you know, do the Bass Pro. But, you know, okay, since we're not going to do Bass Pro gift cards. But
listen, Bobby, I don't have any problem with that. It's just I personally feel that a gift card is one of those things where you can get at a gas station and you get it last second because you fucking forgot a gift and you're like, oh, quick, look, there's a wall of gift cards. Let me throw one on real quick. Okay. That's my only gripe.
Well, I don't know what gas stations are like in Jersey, but in Georgia, we do not have Bass Pro gift cards in our gas stations.
Wow. So our gas stations are more redneck than Georgia gas stations. Good to know. Noted.
Okay, but you know, since I am such a tackle junkie, I mean, I love tackle, and you know, there's way I love when I'm able to procure tackle that is maybe outside of what I would normally go buy off the shelf. And it seems like every year there's more and more companies that are putting together these subscription boxes that are super affordable and, you know, really give you discounts on quality tackle. So I would suggest maybe signing up your, you know, your spouse or, you know, your brother, whoever it is that you're shopping for, you know, sign them up for one of these subscription boxes. You know, it provides tackle and, you know, most of them kind of like what John said, you know, about the wearables. I mean, I've seen several of them that come with, you know, neck gaiters and hats and, you know, stuff that you'll actually use, you know, your pliers, scales, knives, you know, things that are, that you're going to use week in and week out, and then you're going to get a new box every month on your doorstep. So I know most of them will have like a, you know, 3, 6, 12 month plan that you can go ahead and pre-buy that and, you know, let somebody get a new gift every month.
Yeah, that's an awesome tip. You know, that's I
forget that those boxes exist too. So those are always a good option just because it gives a little variety and a little spice every month you can throw into the box or chuck around.
Well, I know for me, like I get some of these boxes and it's like, you know, I go through it and I'm like, well, that's neat. I never would have, you know, bought that. And then I take it out and I use it next time I'm on the lake because I have it now and I end up, you know, falling in love with it or, you know, or even it just being something that, you know, now it's another option I have for, you know, if a bite gets tough or, you know, another pattern that I could possibly stumble upon. It makes you look at things a little bit different and gives you more options than, you know, than what you would just, you know, when you go buy your comfort baits and, you know, what you have confidence in from in the past, it'll make you expand your horizon a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great idea. You know, I had one of those things and I forgot what brand it was. And I only got it for a few months and I canceled it only because I was like, yeah, you know, it's getting a little expensive for having a box come. And then I was just thinking about this the other day. Two of my favorite gear that's in my hunting bag both came from one of those boxes. And I was like, wow. I was always like, where did I get this from? Like, oh, yeah, wait, that came from there. And I never would have bought it for myself.
Yeah, sometimes so that's I got a little bonus from Bobby. And Casey can probably verify this one. My wife can definitely verify this one. I have probably 80% of my camera roll is me holding fish in various parts of the world. And I have maybe one photo printed out and framed. And your decor in your office there, Bobby's kind of reminded me that, you know, that would be a good gift idea. Find the photo that they really like and get it, you know, printed out and framed up and find a little spot either in the office or their man cave to, you know, because there's a ton of cool fish that I've caught and they're just kind of in my camera roll.
I'll actually add to that a little bit. This is not necessarily a plug to this company, but I stumbled across it. It's called Fracture. It's where they print the pictures on glass. Oh, dude, and they're super high quality. Like, yeah. You know, a lot of these pictures that we get while we're fishing, you know, the backdrop's awesome, you know, whether it be, you know, like right now in the fall of the year here in Georgia, like if I'm standing on the boat holding a fish, like, you know, the leaves are changing colors behind me, the water's clear, like blue skies. And, you know, you send the picture into them and it gets printed on glass and the colors just come through so good and it comes ready to hang on the wall, different size options. So I'll plug them. They make them, it's a quality.
Send it to my wife and have her find her favorite photo of me and get it printed out.
I've started doing it like right now. The pictures that I've taken, like, you know, I've started taking my 2.5-year-old. He's gotten into, he's already got the bug about as bad as I do. And luckily I got a friend that has a little pond on his farm and I'll take him over there and, you know, we catch bluegill off the dock, just anything that'll bite a night crawler on his little proficiency spin cast rod. And, so I saved a lot of those pictures and got them sent off and got those fracture pictures made of them. And they're awesome. I love them. They're some of my favorite pictures that I have.
That's awesome. Well, now, Casey, I got to ask you the same question I asked John. What's your favorite piece of gear around $100, we'll say, that's in your bag or around your bag?
For $100.
Around $100. You know, you could be 101, you know. I'll allow it.
The glasses were definitely a good call on that one, but oh man. I'd say my 200? Scale. 200. Okay, we can get into some good rods now. I mean, I think for what I use a lot, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, during the tournaments and all, like I rely heavily on my scale. And I mean, the one I use, it comes in right under $100. You know, when trying to cold fish to keep your best five in the boat and all that, I use the, you know, it's a tournament specific scale that'll keep, you know, the five fish you have saved into it. It's a real high quality one. So I'd go with my scale.
That's a good purchase right there.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Because you definitely can't have an inaccurate scale, especially when you're tournament fishing. Jeez. Yeah. You'll end up like those dudes with the sinkers. Had to throw that one in there.
Yeah. You know what? So I guess it's not a tip thing, but I got to know. So, John, you're an avid fly fisherman. And I am a very, very proud tournament angler. We've all seen, and you know, I'm even going to call them out by name because I think they're that big of just pieces of crap. Mr. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky, the well-known now anglers who have cheated their way into a lot of money and then obviously lost it, but on the walleye anglers. So, John, how much does that make you judge me as a tournament angler?
I wouldn't say judge. So, I was a New York State guide from 2016 to 2018 upstate on the Salmon River. And, dude, some of those guys, they do some dirty shit to get that money, to get their clients on fish and to lock down that spot. And I've seen it all. So I think, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. You put money in front of people. Some people are going to be dirty birds about it and try and, you know, they're going to get it. So I can't judge you for it. I can judge them for it. And I actually had the full video, because I've seen clips of it on social media, but I was watching the full YouTube video earlier. And it's a little sad that it's in the backyard. Lake Erie is a very famous walleye fishery, and that's obviously right here in Buffalo. But, you know, there's always bad apples, and it's just good that they got caught. And hopefully moving forward, there's a little bit more stricter process on, you know, the anomalies that stand out at the weigh desk.
Yeah, and so obviously I hate it. It made me sick to my stomach because I mean, whether you're a tournament angler or not, like the only way I'm going to get to continue fishing in tournaments and my kids are going to get to fish in tournaments is if there's fish.
Yeah.
If we're cramming weights and fillets and fish, like that's, you know, it's a renewable resource, but you start doing dumb shit like that, it's not.
Yeah.
But you know, my phone, as soon as those headlines started coming out, like, it was just blowing up, people sending it. And I'm just like, yes, like, I understand that this makes tournament anglers look bad, but, like, this goes on more than people realize. These guys just got caught. They were so stupid in cramming, like, pounds of weight in these fish that, yeah, they got caught. Like, you know, if I go up on stage and I hold up a 2.5 pound largemouth, like, everybody knows what a 2.5 pound largemouth looks like. If I set it on the scale and now all of a sudden a 2.5 pound largemouth weighs 6 pounds, yeah, they're going to be, like, calling me out too.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I'm glad they got caught. I'm glad that because of media now, it got shared, but I hate that it has shown such a negative light on tournament anglers.
Yeah.
Because, like, me and a lot of my buddies, like, we are all about, you know, the conservation of it, taking care of these fisheries, making sure, you know, good habitats being put into these waters, because, you know, we want to be able to keep enjoying it for years to come and want our families to be able to enjoy it too. Like, I was just born with this huge competitive nature, and I also love catching bass. So the two go together perfectly. I love it.
You sure do.
But, you know, people get, you know, they get greedy.
Yep.
And, you know, they start like, well, if we did this, I mean, those dudes had won over $300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, lost everything now and, like, can't show their face at any tournament ever again.
You know? Yeah.
Thanks to me. But I love the fact that, you know, social media exists now to where that story did catch the traction that it did, and it got around, and it brought awareness to it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I had to throw that out there and ask.
Yeah, I haven't changed my opinion on tournament anglers at all. But, you know, I just think that anytime you dangle some easy money in front of people, there's going to be some bad apples that come out of the woodwork for it.
I just there's some guys around here that are, you know, very traditional peers when it comes to fly fishing, and they think I'm pretty much the antichrist of fishing because I fish tournaments.
Even in the fly fishing world, there are people who, if you, you know, just to throw terms out, if you go Euro nymphing versus swinging, there's, you know, two different classes of thought, and the old school guys are always old school guys. So you just, you know, wave to them and keep moving down the river.
That's what I do. I have not lost any sleep over anybody talking crap about me fishing.
Yeah.
Don't lie. You stay up all night. Well, I guess that brings me to my tip now, which is the, you know, I feel like this is the closing tip of a non-fisherman and the best tip I can give somebody for the holiday season and the best gear to buy. Some Fish Lift Eat shirts. That's it, yeah, man. They make you look sexy as hell. They make you feel good.
And they are great material.
I do like they're super soft. They're just sometimes just get there sitting there. Actually, my hoodie's on my wife right now. I'm like, come on. Like, I want to wear it this week. So that's my tip. Go on huntlifteat.com and get yourself some Fish Lift Eat shirts. We got some new gear dropping for the winter season, of course. So check it out. Casey, you got any closing thoughts or closing gifts, guy?
Hey, I'll say this. This time of year, we're full on tournament prep time. We just got our schedules for 23. You know, we're gearing up. We know our dates and what lakes we're going to be on. As much as they'll let me on here, I'll share those dates. And if anybody listening is going to be at the ramps for these tournaments, you know, I fish the Major League Fishing BFL series. I'll be fishing the Savannah River Division this year. We will be at Lake Kiwi starting out in South Carolina on January 28th. Anybody that is going to be at the ramp or at that tournament, you know, let us know. Either send to the Fish Lift Eat Instagram, the Hunt Lifty, the podcast page, or me directly, and I'll see that you get some Hunt Lifty swag your way, and we'll chat it up.
Sweet, I'm gonna find you there.
Come on, but yeah, no, well, I'll let you know the tournaments throughout the year. Love to meet up with y'all, and you know, we'll get some pictures and get them thrown up on the gram.
That's awesome. John, what do you got for us, man? What's your closing
my
thought.
My sign off is a lot less exciting than that. As the weather starts getting shitty here, I get lonelier and lonelier on that river. So if anyone wants to come fish in the New York area, just send me a note.
I'll start walking your way. I think I'm closer to John than you, that's for sure. Yeah. Just don't for throw sure. away. Yeah, no, he's really far from my area, but still. Well, I appreciate you guys jumping on. I feel like that was awesome. Great ideas, some great gift-giving ideas there. We're definitely going to have to get a full-length, you know, scheduled out here soon to talk more fishing because, I mean, I'm probably the worst fisherman out here, but I feel like you guys, with your knowledge and everything, everybody can really get off on that. So I think that's going to be some interesting stuff there. So as always, everybody, thanks for tuning in, listeners. We appreciate the hell out of you. And go follow the main Hunt, Lift, Eat page, our Hunt, Lift, Eat podcast page, and now our new Fish, Lift, Eat. Jeez, man, saying all that stuff like six times in a row, that really gets you. Fish, Lift, Eat Instagram page. You got to change it up a little bit. Casey, where can people folks find you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram at KCT English.
John, what about you, man?
I'm John J. Hatton. All one word.
Go see some fishing, some awesome fishing, and John sitting there in his sunglasses so you can see the effect they have. Yeah, exactly. Well, we appreciate the hell out of you. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.